This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm so pleased to be joined by Jennifer Adams, who is the manager in the Clinical Services Department and Seasonal Vaccination area, of course, with the Leeds, Granville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Jen, welcome back to Lake 88.
Well, thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, this is, tis the season. Here we go again, right? We're into the fall, and so we are looking at those seasonal vaccinations, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's that time of year, and we're already starting to get lots and lots of questions around seasonal vaccine and what's the plan for respiratory season this year.
Yeah, for sure. So let's talk about the vaccines. We'll start with COVID-19 and the fall boosters. A lot of people are very interested to find out what's going to happen there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting lots and lots of questions. And I am happy to say that we have started to receive here at the Health Unit the new COVID XBB vaccine from Moderna, as well as our influenza seasonal vaccine. And our push right now over the last week or two has been to get those vaccines out to our long-term care and retirement homes, as that is our highest priority group to get vaccines out to and get them administered as quickly as possible. So we've been busy doing that. The next group that will be receiving that probably over the next couple of weeks will be our participating pharmacies and healthcare providers. We'll start to see their vaccines show up likely either this week or early into next week. Those vaccines, until about the beginning of November, are really meant for those individuals that fall into our high-risk categories. So people who are pregnant, people who are living and working in congregate living centers, healthcare providers, first responders, anyone over the age of 65, those who are immunocompromised, those kinds of groups should be able to start receiving their vaccines in the next week or two, which is very, very exciting. Now, for the general public, so if you don't fall into any of those categories, you can expect to start being able to receive your vaccine in early November, which is not unusual. This is very typical of our historical fall vaccine schedule. And I know people are eager and anxious and want to get vaccinated, but we're asking for people's patience, as this is typically what you will see from fall respiratory season as we move forward. Like we are coming out of the pandemic, and our heightened response is starting to diminish. So we're moving back towards a more usual way of doing business.
Okay. Wow. And I guess the public will be happy to hear that the November piece of news. We didn't have a date or the last time that we were speaking with the doctor. So, I mean, that is really good to hear. Now, we do want to make it clear, too, about clinics. Certainly, we saw many vaccination clinics over the past few years, but not necessarily the case moving forward, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we are very appreciative of the public and their want to get vaccinated. This is great. But we certainly are moving away from doing mass community-based clinics. So this year, you won't see those mass clinics set up at the arena or at some of our other community partners. That kind of response is typically what we do during a pandemic or during a outbreak. So something like if we were to have a meningitis outbreak or something like that, that is when we would do those mass immunization clinics. And we're moving out of the pandemic and we're learning to live with COVID-19, that is not our typical response anymore. And so one of the other reasons for that is we don't have the same resource capacity as we did during COVID either. And so we don't have as many staff as we used to over the last few years. And so our resource capacity to do those kinds of things has really diminished. And our main role outside of a pandemic is to ensure that vaccine distribution happens within our community. And so we're moving back towards doing that type of work over the next year or two. Having said that, we will provide some on-site, so at our health unit sites, COVID vaccine clinics, but we're really focusing on a few subset groups of individuals that are at extremely high risk this year. And those decisions have been made based on what happened down in the Southern Hemisphere. I'm sure Dr. Lee has spoke to that over the last few weeks, and we know the triple threat to the pediatric population is a big, big concern. And so we are providing COVID and flu vaccination for children under the age of 12. Individuals 12 and older who have not had a primary series of COVID vaccine. So you've never had a COVID vaccine and are interested in getting one, we will be able to book you in for those. We're working really hard to make sure our marginalized and vulnerable populations, so those that are unhoused, underhoused, living in group homes, those kinds of populations are able to access the vaccine. And of course, anyone that's interested in receiving a non-mRNA vaccine such as Novavax, we will definitely be booking those folks into our clinics as well. And just a reminder to your listeners that COVID and flu vaccine can be administered at the same time, which is great. So you're limiting your need to go back and forth to your healthcare provider or your pharmacy multiple times in order to get these vaccines. You can do it all in the same day, which is very helpful.
Fantastic. So when we talk about those flu shots, maybe you can go into a little bit more detail about those.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and as in previous years, flu vaccine is available and has been made available through your local pharmacy and your healthcare providers. The health unit hasn't run mass clinics for influenza immunization for a number of years now. And so we're continuing with that, as that is the scope of public health. We will provide flu vaccines in our in-house or on-site clinics for those folks who are high risk and do not have a primary health care provider, or if there's families with infants that are looking to get their flu vaccine for their infant for the very first time, we can definitely do that as well. But typically, you will need to look towards your pharmacy and your healthcare provider to be able to get your annual flu vaccine.
This is the RSV vaccine.
Yes, this is new and exciting. The new RSV vaccine coming out this fall has been approved for use in adults 60 years of age and older. For this particular fall respiratory season, only residents of long-term care and specified retirement homes will be eligible to receive this vaccine for free. So that vaccine we are expecting to come likely this week to the health unit for distribution out to our long-term care and those retirement homes that have been identified. So that's very, very good news. For other folks that are in that category that might be interested in receiving an RSV vaccine, it's important that you talk to your primary care provider about that, because you will need a prescription to then go and purchase it from a pharmacy. We don't have any clear indication yet on what the cost of that vaccine will be yet. We're waiting for more information from the ministry on that. You would have to then take your vaccine that you've purchased back to your primary care healthcare provider in order to have it administered. The pharmacies are not currently authorized to administer that vaccine in particular. I know we are getting a lot of questions about, well, what do I do if I don't have a primary healthcare provider? And to be honest, we don't have a good answer for that right at the moment. We are waiting for more direction from the Ministry of Health on how to help those folks that are unrostered and don't have a primary healthcare provider and that want to seek out this particular vaccine.
Okay. And RSV is another virus that's out there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It typically affects older adults and then younger children. That's probably where most of our listeners have probably heard of it more, is affecting infants. But the vaccine is not currently approved for use in that population, only for the 60 and over group.
Now, I have a feeling I know the answer to this question, but could you please tell our listeners how they can get more information about vaccines and the health unit?
Absolutely. So as always, please check out our website, www.healthunit.org. You're going to want to look under the health information page tab at the top and go to immunizations. We will keep that information as up to date as possible. But I also wanted to hit on a really important point, because we are seeing an uptick in COVID. There's lots of people that are ill right now, as many of our listeners can probably relate to. We have lots of stuff circulating. It is going to be a few weeks for many of us before we can get our vaccine. And so just wanting to emphasize the importance of all those public health measures that we got well familiar with over the pandemic, washing your hands, staying home when you're sick in particular, very, very important. So we're not spreading illness around. Social distancing as much as you can, you know, option of wearing a mask if you want to, those kinds of things. Those are all really, really important as we wait for the rollout of the vaccines to really get up and going.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being here. You always provide a bounty of information, that's for sure. And we appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Our guest today on In Focus, Jennifer Adams, manager in the Clinical Services Department with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Just a reminder, tomorrow there will be no In Focus because it will be our radiothon for local healthcare. So we're pretty excited about that. We will be back on Friday. Linda will be in the big chair with another edition of In Focus for you. We will talk to you then. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleedstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.